my High School Musical Monday. Enjoy.
The update from Sky News at 1 o'clock. Cuddling teddy bears too tightly is abuse. Children had teddy bears taken away from them after social workers claimed that they were manhandling their toys too much. In statistics released by the Home Office, 68,100 cuddly toys are currently in local authority care, according to recent figures. 50,900 of the same toys have been placed in stable foster homes. And 230 toys in those foster homes have been released due to safety...
Well, there's no time for the news now. Everybody's going to listen to me. In here? I thought this was the broom cupboard. What's all that?
That is the radio station equipment for the school radio station.
Oh, so it is. It looks more complicated than the console at a NASA space mission. How am I supposed to get my head around this? What's this thing? It looks like a knob.
That, I do believe, is the microphone.
Oh, so it's a bit like the tannoy that I used to shut up the students. Oh no, we on air. I know what Ofcom's like. They can't stand a single swear word. Even though I daily unleash a string of expletives when it comes to my students. I can't believe that I've got to do this. Just because Timmy's off sick. We've got to keep the show on the air. Or else bloody Ofcom will take away the licence. How do I get on air? I can't hear myself think.
I could not be certain of the technicalities myself, but I do believe that you are meant to talk into this contraption that's called a microphone. Like this.
I can't hear it!
I could try putting up this slider here.
Ah! What did you do that for? You nearly took my ear off!
Awfully sorry, sir. I didn't realise that the speakers were on. You meant to wear these headphones to stop the acoustic effect of feedback from occurring.
Give me those. What does that red light mean over there? Is it a fire alarm?
No, and I hate to tell you this. I apologise profusely. But I think the last few minutes of you getting to know yourself technically around the studio have been going out live.
What, we're on the air?
You better hope that no one's been listening to this, or else you're going to pay the Ofcom fine personally out of your wages, Dodd.
I've been sat here swearing like a trooper that's been taking speed,
and you didn't think to warn me earlier. Right, well, we've got to get this show on the road. We'll start playing some serious music.
And what will we be playing? I'll tell you what I like. Hard classic rock from the likes of T-Rex. I also like the death metal songs that were written by the Eagles.
Hotel California?
Hotel California? That was satanic.
I do rather believe that this playlist indicates that you will actually be playing smooth songs from the shows.
Sound of Music? Mary Bloody Lightfoot Poppins? Oh, this is soft.
I think you had better stop a musical disc recording. Otherwise, Ofcom will be on to us. It's a condition of our licence.
Oh, what does it say here? From Shrek 2? I've seen that film. I got that out on torrent the day it came out. On torrent. Which was actually a bit before the cinema. Shrek 2. I didn't know Jennifer Saunders was on that. Holding Out for a Hero. Wasn't that from the 80s?
Well, you've got to play it. This playlist is compulsory.
C minor. Put it in C
minor. What's going on?
Well, it's playing out of the speakers. You got to play it from the computer.
Well, I just thought I could hold the microphone to the speakers. Isn't that what radio stations do?
Well, at least turn us off.
We're getting awful feedback across the air. Now, I don't know what to do. You sort it, Dodd. You're the technical science wizard around here.
I just have a look at these switches. One of them's got to work. We can't have it going on like this. I'm going to lose my hair with stress. I don't know how to operate a radio station.
Oh, please! We're all going to be deaf as a school. Anyone that listens to it, how many listeners do we get, Dad?
At least 100 pupils will be able to hear come Monday morning. Oh, wait, I think I've found it. Thank the heavens for that.
Admit that when I woke up this morning, I didn't actually realise that I would be getting tinnitus later in the day. But now I've got a permanent ringing behind the ears. This is going to come out of your wages, Dodd.
With the amount of things coming out of my wages these days, I'll end up paying money to the school, rather than getting anything back.
Yes, yes, enough about your plight in life. It's all me, isn't it? Oh, I don't get any wages. Oh, I just get a minimum wage when I do. I'm going to call a tribunal.
You won't ever think about yourself.
What about your pupils? What about me? I've got to run a radio station here with equipment that looks like it's been nicked from NASA and then had a load of soft drinks spilled all over it. This is a disgrace.
My blood pressure is starting to boil over like a kettle. I just can't carry on talking anymore. Thank God that you've got to play music here. Because I would blow up.
So that was Trevor Saunders 2 holding up a hero, or whatever it is. Let's have a look at this. And what's this? How am I getting the music on? I can't see any CDs or tapes.
Everything is recorded onto the hard drive of the computer, I do believe. It is a newfangled technology, which I couldn't understand in the slightest. put it all out here in the what is this musical software?
I don't get it. I don't understand how to work it. I should ring Timmy from his sick bed. He's having so much fun being ill, isn't he, at all expense? Get him to actually explain what the hell his show is all about.
Well, it does say that we should play Queen We Will Rock You musical, One Vision.
I've got a CD of that. I thought I'd have to bring CDs in. Oh, for heaven and hell's sake. It's track 13. How did they do it all instantly? Like when I listen to the radio in the car. That's track one. Get this crap off. That's track two. We don't want to play that. I'm sorry, listeners. We're having to use old-fashioned CDs here. It's not this track either. Track four.
Please prepare to welcome the
track five.
Officer of Global Soft
Plan. Track six.
Let me step. We're a threat.
Track seven. We're nearly there. Which is kind of an ironic statement, by the way. Track eight. Jeez. Nine. Ten.
And you're rushing ahead.
11. It's not this one either. Finally, I think it's this one. This is what we're meant to be playing on Timmy's radio show for Neston's High School Musical Monday. It's a bank holiday. No one's listening anyway. We're just doing this to keep our license on the air. From Queen We Will Rock You, the musical written in 2002, this is One Vision.
Oh,
that's left, Scaramouche. Do you realize that? The Bohemians are finished. The Heartbreak Hotel destroyed.
Britney Spears died to save us.
Oh, shut up! Well, this isn't music, and the track's continuing to play.
Well, you better stop it then, hadn't you?
Well, this is going on even longer than the song now.
You know that, don't you?
Yeah, I know. Probably killed.
This is ridiculous. And no one's listening anyway. It's a bank holiday Monday. Everyone's off school. The range of the radio station barely gets it into the gym and into the rec centre next door. Try to listen in there, it's just a load of crackly hiss.
Yes, it's rather unfortunate.
Those school children are soft as garbage. They should take a leaf out of the book of our teachers. And I think that we ignorant idiots around the country think we get to have time off over the holidays and weekends. But we're in all the time. The government would have us working Christmas Day if we could get away with it. Right, the next track has got to come on now. Because otherwise you'd have to put up with listening to my gob go up and down for the hour. And no one wants that, I can tell you. Least of all 1,500 students summoned into my presence when I bark at them down at Tannoy. I'm not actually going to be sadistic enough to do that via a radio station as well. Now, the next track I can't find on the system, because it's shite. So I'm going to have to look for it. But instead, I managed to find a free CD that I got with the Sun. So I'm just putting that into the drive. There it is. If you collect enough tokens, you can get a free holiday to Algeria. But I didn't, so I was just given this which is Willy Wonka's and the Chocolate Factory soundtrack. God, if you like this sort of crap, and you obviously do if you're bothering to listen to this. Well, take it from me. You, listening to this, are totally sad. I thought this was supposed to be music. If I was going to play a film over the air, I would have brought a DVD player in.
Wonka's got a new one today.
What is it?
This is called a scrumdiddlyumptious box.
Are you sure this is legal to play this?
How does he do it?
It's just a clip from the film.
Do you ask a fish how it swims?
No.
Or a bird how it flies?
No.
No, sir, you don't.
But I bet Dodd would know the answer.
Born to do it. Just like Willy Wonka was born to be a candy.
Because he's such a swat and a brain box, he thinks he's better than everybody else.
Who can take a sunrise?
I better shut up now, there's some music on. Which is code for radio presenters like me to shut the hell up.
The Candyman. The Candyman can. The Candyman can. Pass, he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Who can take a rainbow, wrap it in a sigh, soak it in the sun and make a strawberry lemon pie?
The Candyman?
The Candyman. The Candyman can. The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Willy Wonka makes everything he bakes satisfying and delicious. Talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes.
Oh, for God's sake.
Who can take tomorrow, dip it in a dream?
I can't believe this.
Separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream. The Candyman.
Willy Wonka can.
The Candyman can. The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Willy Wonka, this is from 1971, it says.
Good, cause the Candyman thinks it should.
When films for children were actually kind of good, rather than that animated CGI shit that we get these days. Listen, I need to go off for a bit. Because I heard that radio presenters get to go to the toilet whenever they like. But this Timmy, he's got a lot to answer for. A show full of songs that are less than 2 minutes long. How am I supposed to take a shit in that time? Oh, well, I'm going to give it the try. Let's break the Guinness Book of World Records, shall we? For the fastest stool delivery. Then we've got the fact that the toilet block is about halfway across the school. I feel like I'm running a marathon. Well, wish me luck. And see how we get on whilst we play this from the Wizard of Oz. Possibly twice. If only I had the nerve.
Yeah, it's sad, believe me, missy, when you're born to be a sissy without the feminine vibe. But I could show my prowess, be a lion, not a mouse, if I only had the nerve. I'm afraid there's no denying, I'm just a dandelion, a fate I don't deserve. I'd be brave as a blizzard.
I'd be gentle as a lizard.
I'd be clever as a gizzard.
If the wizard is a wizard who will serve,
then I'm sure to get a brain,
a heart,
a home,
the name.
Oh, we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. And here he is, the wizard of a wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
Well, I think I just made it. PE teacher thinks he's so hard. Bet he couldn't beat that time. God, I've had to run a few times like the marathon to do a crap. There was one time that I had to literally sprint into a motorway services after I'd been baking it since Birmingham. I had to push through a queue of tourists and foreign visitors. And all the cubicles ended up engaged. So I had to do it in the end in the urinal. I wouldn't have liked to have been the cleaner there that day, I can tell you. And if I tell you a little anecdote about the crap that I've just done, I think it was brought on by a triple curry that I had last night. As well as the 4 rounds of toast. That's why I had a little bit of a difficulty delivering it. It seemed to get a bit stuck halfway out. So I actually had to get the toilet brush to bring the rest of it out. And this is all within 30 seconds.
That was a very graphic description of your past minute, I must say, sir. Are you sure that the student should be knowing about this?
It's all right, the only person listening is the cleaner. And I've just given him a heads up on what he can expect in a few hours. This next one's from a film that I've never heard of, called Anastasia. Is that a Disney or something? Well, it's about Russia, apparently. Which is probably why I haven't heard of the film from Adam. Nobody cares. But nevertheless, the nerd Timmy has put it on his playlist. Because he thinks he's so smart that he's even heard of musical tracks that I've never heard of. Here it is. Anastasia. Journey to the Past.
Peachy's High School Musical Monday.
Heart, don't fail me now. Courage, don't desert me. Don't turn back. Now that we're here.
Right, Dodd, is this how you turn the microphone down?
People always say life is full.
Yeah, that should be down now. I'm not entirely sure which of these sliders brings it down.
Right, I should be able to talk about something a bit more private now, then.
So vast on a journey to the past.
And I'd like to tell you what sort of expenses I'd like to claim.
Somewhere down this road, I know someone's waiting.
I really think you can stretch the expenses account any further.
Can't be wrong. Arms will open wide. I'll be safe and wanted. Finally home where I belong. Well, starting now,
I'm just off to put some toast in.
Journey.
How long have I got left?
only 1.5 minutes on this record.
I must have had them too.
That was a claim for a new widescreen TV. My dog got a little bit excited when I got home last night. And he jumped up and knocked it flat over.
How much will the new television cost?
Look at me, I had a 3D HD LCD. The last one's a bit crap, which is why I stood next to the telly hoping that he would knock it over. Which was the slider that you put down so that we could talk secretly off air? We need to put it up again now! Maybe we'll be able to hear my voice!
I think it was this one.
It's supercalifragilistic.
Well, I hope everyone heard that. That was the best link that I've ever done as well. I really am proud of myself. I think I'm starting to get the hang of this now. It was brilliant. Wait till I show the superintendent the recording of the show. Re-recording this, Dot. But I hope you know how to use a bleeper thing. I've been shooting my mouth off. Oh, it's garbage, this track, isn't it? Really is. Oh, she thinks she's so clever enough to say that. Well, I can say it. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I'll keep saying it. In fact, I'll bring the microphone up when I'm saying it so everyone hear me. Supercali...
When Dukes and Martha Rogers pass a time of day with me, I say me special word and leave me off.
Expialidocious. See?
It's very, very good, sir. I'm most impressed. I'll try and say it. It's easy. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
No, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Repeat after me. Listen, it's easy. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, you moron. You've got to copy me what I say. Try again. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Well, God, get off. She's got a clue. I've got to talk again on the radio now and introduce the next track. So please, would you kindly zip your mouth up shut? Oh, another absolutely awesome link that was. When the course is laid, like I said, I'm actually getting to be tish hot at this. With our hearts unbound and our flag unfurled, we're I'm going to put some more toast in. I deserve it. Underway and up to see the world. Hey, also, I've got the extra caffeine strength. Coffee. I can put that on. be prancing around and dancing to the songs. It's at least an hour break from the usual Ofsted trap that we have to do.
Well, I'm sat here marking. I've marked about 50 pieces of homework since we started in this radio studio. You can't afford to let a single one.
And people die by falling overboard.
I send them out. I send them out to a service on the internet that does it for you. It costs me about half my wages, but at least I might live till the age of 8 without keeling over of a stress-related heart attack.
The big blue wet thing.
I love to see them cry when they walk the plank.
I prefer to cut a trout.
I love to hang them.
What did you say, this slider?
Try to walk it.
Oh, God! You put the wrong one up! We're speaking on the air! I can see the levels going up every time I put my voice up! I've been talking all over the song!
Oh, just a minute.
Margaritas at the Midnight Buffet.
Margaritas at the Midnight Buffet.
Hey-ho, didn't say anything incriminating, did I? I better destroy the tape after the show.
Sailing for adventure on the bounding
bay. The salty breezes whisper, who knows what lies ahead. I just know I was born to lead the life my father led.
The stars will be our compass wherever we may roam, and our mates will always be just like a family. And though we may put into port, the sea is always home.
All right, Mr. Bimbo, I didn't know you had such a good singing voice. You're welcome.
We'll chase our dreams standing on our own, over the horizon to the great unknown. Sailing for adventure.
So exhilarating.
Sailing for adventure.
We're all celebrating.
On the deep blue sea.
I'm temporarily presenting this radio broadcast because my boss, Mr. Peach, is too enraged to be able to speak. There's no webcam into the studio, but if there was, he would literally see him turn red. That really happens. It's almost like he's hiding his anger beneath the crinkles on his face.
Oh, you moron! All the things that I said! Don't you know that's what a radio station once you've looked at it for 5 minutes? All the things! I can't even...
Yes, I think you'd better put a record on. We really don't want to be subject to this.
I was on top of the world, living high. It was right in my pocket. I was living the life. Things were just the way they should be. Some strange things are happening to me. I had lots of friends. Now all my friends are gone, and I'm doing best I can.
Just thought I'd inform you I need a wee now, but this song is long enough. I thought I'd share that with you. I'm off now.
Things are happening to me. Ain't no doubt about it. You got someone you think you know well. It turns out a stranger. The minute you turn your back, you're in it all by yourself. You jokes, you think.
about that film? The room full of toys that came into life every time the owner disappeared.
Well, I've only watched films from the early 30s. Even The Wizard of Oz was too new for me. I've not heard of barely any of these songs.
I've got no words to describe what I should say to that. But I've watched a boatload of films. On almost every Friday of the week, when we can't be bothered to have lessons, just stick them in front of a portable telly and just put any film on that's vaguely educational. It was Men in Black last Friday. We learned a lot about extraterrestrial life. It was science.
You do realise that this is the bit that goes out to the public, rather than the bit that you thought was secret, because we put the sliders up by mistake.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. Well, yeah, I thought people couldn't listen to this part now. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Well, let's play the next record. It is The Dictator. Yes, Michelle J. Nasser, 925.
Never heard of it. This is Dolly Parton. Got the wrong record here.
Batamnaum barua il matbah ashrab ahwa wa kul tamam alashan dami yigri tamam.
What's this?
Ana wanas fi zahma kul
ra. It sounds like they're speaking Klingon.
Is it off the soundtrack of the Dictator film? Sacha Baron Cohen.
That was another Arabic film set in Arabia. No one can understand what the heck these lyrics are talking about. I suppose we could talk over them.
I'm not sure what Ofcom we're going to make of this show. We should not talk over the records.
Supposed to play the. It says here on the instruction sheet, which I've only just bothered to read, that we're supposed to be playing sweepers and things over this show. We've just been playing the bare music. Why didn't you tell me?
I couldn't understand it either. I don't know what half of this jargon or nonsense means.
I think it means you're meant to play this.
The greatest musical songs of all time.
You know,
Willy Wonka and classic Disney. The Sound of Music.
I'll kiss the fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things.
The Wizard of Oz. Mary Poppins. The most magical songs from the musicals of all time. Now also playing on Mixcloud. The James Bond Soundtrack Hour.
Just a drink.
Bond, the history of James Bond.
The James Bond Soundtrack Hour. This is a party political broadcast by the Cadbury Party.
This is an appeal on behalf of chocolate.
Yeah.
Did you know that at Easter, hundreds of people eat this special treat? 10 times more people eat this
Easter
season.
It's after Easter.
Potatoes and meat.
Your program is all wrong.
We, the chocolate makers at Cadbury, have got on board with this and come out with a new Fadbury, making a difference.
Have we got any chocolate?
We've taken
we go to the shop.
Ordinary chocolate bars and remolded them.
I can't stand this.
Special shape.
All of them easy to savoury today. Easter. Now there's an advert about chocolate.
It's chocolate. Big enough.
We need something extra long that we can play.
It's anything but bland. So before you buy chocolate this Easter, think, buy an egg.
How long is it going to take to get to the shop?
Available, but generally, they're not as good.
Well, I think that the nearest corner shop... This is a party political broker. Oh, for God. The nearest shop is about 10 minutes away by foot. And then you've got to get served and then come back. However, we're on the air for another 20 minutes.
Well, would you pop out to the shop for me? I want you to get about 10 chocolate bars. Do you get me?
Yes, do you want to write me a shopping list?
Cadbury's Flake. Cadbury's Galaxy, do they make that? Whisper. Kit Kat. Dairy Milk. 500 grams. Mars.
Right, so basically everything they might have.
Yes, just get everything. Here's 50 quid.
Okay, well, I won't disturb you. I'll just leave quiet.
Oh, thank God he's gone. This show's coolness factor is about to go through the roof now that he's taken an absence. Oh, shh. I spilt my coffee all over the playlist. I couldn't tell what half of these songs were before. Never mind now. Now that all the ink has blended into one. How the hell am I going to work out what to play? Now Dodd's not even here to help me. These are just a bunch of about 10,000 random songs. I don't know what I'm going to do. We're on the air for nearly 15 minutes more. And I've got a clue what to do. I've got an idea. Just wait here. Sorry to keep you waiting. I'd like to introduce you to another presenter on this radio show. He's agreed to join me under the pain of sufferance. So I'm your headmaster, Peach. You heard before. Your good science teacher, Mr. Dodd, who's gone off to get me some much-needed chocolate supplies. And I'd like to introduce you to Dave. He's a school caretaker. We're going to do a little interview. Oh, this is your life, as it were. Please stop squeaking in the chair. Alright, so let's have a little talk about your life.
Alright, my name is Dave.
How long have you been a cleaner for, Dave?
Well, I first became a cleaner at the age of 27. That was when I'd been to college. I got a master's in physics, and I've got 15 A levels in science, for example. And also, I've been doing placements with the University of Manchester's astronomy department. I was on course to become a lecturer, but due to the recession, I couldn't find many jobs, and I've had to start signing on at the job centre. Right now I'm on Job Seeker's Allowance, but they found a placement for me. They told me that if I didn't do the placement, my benefits would be stopped.
Yeah, and if you didn't come into the studio, I would have to dismiss you, as I found out, and you'd be sanctioned, and you wouldn't get a single penny towards your living expenses. You wouldn't be able to afford any food, or even the roof over your head. And that's why you're here.
Yeah, that's why I've agreed to do the interview, to talk about my exciting life as a cleaner. Because I could be sanctioned at the job centre if I'm sent home for any reason. But basically, I'm a cleaner now around this school, which I find very interesting work. Yeah, you certainly get to meet a lot of people. Some of them are in a hurry when they rush into the toilets. And then they leave me some work to do, which I'm grateful for, of course, because it's a bit boring being a cleaner when there's nothing to clean. Sometimes there's a lot of... There's a lot of waste products in the toilets, for example. I'm responsible for putting out the urinal cakes into the urinal water flow. Well, not many people know this, but we actually have to order those urinal cakes from eBay. We get them in a bulk lot. 100 that we can use throughout the year. And then, of course, there are some perks with the job. I get to have a piss myself and clean myself up as well. I can have a sneaky little crap at the end of the day. That's not all bad.
So have you always wanted to be a cleaner, Dave?
Well, not really. I've always wanted to be another type of menial job. For example, I could garden. Be a gardener, be a road sweeper. But I'm just thinking that if I start here as a cleaner, I could rise up through the ranks and one day be head cleaner. And that's going to be something. Get myself a nice little job title. Get my wages up slightly above minimum wage and life will be slightly good.
I got news for you there, Dave. You can be head cleaner all you like, because you're the only cleaner in school due to budget cuts. Most teachers have to spend the end of the day cleaning up after themselves. And I've got a bit of breaking news that I would like to give you, that I was going to tell you in the office privately, but since I need to fill up this radio broadcast, we might as well do it right here. Since the toilets at the school have reached max capacity due to their extreme popularity at lunch times, the superintendent has decided to install another toilet block at the other end of the school, near to the science block. But as the budget wouldn't stretch to another cleaner, you're going to be responsible for that as well. And I think that in the spirit of this radio show, I think in light of your new position and your increased workload, that we should celebrate. So have a bit of champagne. I know it's the day. I'm sure you're going to need to drown your sorrows. Are you enjoying that, Dave? You don't look like you would feel like celebrating. Well, tell you what, I'll cheer you up with a little funny anecdote from my life that has a connection with your job. I think I was in the school toilets for the first time when I first got promoted to head teacher. I still had an insatiable appetite for food, and the cupboards were running a little bit dry. And I thought that the urinal cakes were somehow edible. So my first week in the job was spent in hospital, having my stomach pumped out. I lost quite a lot of weight that week. What I did lose in the hospital was given to me inside a plastic bag for me to take home, after they pumped the remains of my stomach out. It's a funny story, isn't it? You're not laughing, Dave.
Yeah, that's amazing, that. Absolutely. Anyway, I do have another 48 toilets to clean, so I don't know if you wouldn't mind me getting back to my duties now.
What am I going to do for the next 10 minutes?
Well, I've got a good song playing on my phone. Maybe I can lend you the phone. You can use that.
What, just plug it in? Well, this show can't get any more unprofessional. Oh, yeah. some hard rock. This is more like it. Oh yeah, rocking. Welcome to the Hotel California. Such a lovely place, such a lovely place, such a lovely face. They're living in a bath, the Hotel California. What a nice surprise, what a nice surprise. Bring your alibis. Right, enough of that. Just unplugged it.
Sorry. I've got the chocolate. Oh, you're on. I'll stop.
Come in. When have I ever given a toss about quality? The fact that I'm doing a radio broadcast is neither here nor there. What have you got? Oh, I'm famished.
Well, with the 50 quid you gave me, I got to manage to get about 49 different chocolate bars. Well, they didn't have a Cadbury's Flake, so I got you some Squares crisps instead.
You're wasting your money on crisps. I just wanted you to get some chocolate. I've wasted about extra quid on crisps. This is absolutely pathetic. When I open them and eat them anyway, I'll be thinking badly of you. So, Dodd, did you listen to the radio whilst you were out?
Yes, I had a little transistor radio. A pocket one. In my pocket. I lost the range almost outside of the school gates.
But that was where you were talking about the urinal cakes.
Well, that was quite good radio, that, wasn't it, Dad? Do you think Ofcom are going to let us keep our licence now? Because we've done such a good job of this show.
To be quite frank, sir, I think they would be more likely to issue a radio licence to Bin Laden if he was still alive.
Well, he did make videos. And he had a show on CNN, didn't he? It was quite a fun programme. I remember what it was called. Death to the West. You're quite misinformed, Dot. You don't know anything.
I do know this. We're off air in a few seconds, so we can finally relax on this holiday Monday afternoon.
Yeah, you can knock off at 5 o'clock like you usually do.
There is news on the hour, it says on the sheet, which I can't hardly read. What is it? Actually says news on the shower or something now.
It's usually a load of crap, Dad. Just listen to this.
And now from the Sky News Centre, it's 2 o'clock. A teenager from Oldham went for a drunken night out and woke up in a crater on the moon. 16-year-old Sam Barry was getting a cab home when he decided to visit our Luna.
I'll tell you what's better than this. Dead air. Normally we have the gardener come in for a show at this time. But since we paved it all over, it's not called Gardener's Question Time anymore. It's called Pavement Question Time. Anyway, I'm off now to sit off for an hour. You have been listening to Peach's High School Musical Monday. I've been asked to present an hour on the radio. I wouldn't know where to begin on that one.
Dodd and Peach were voiced by Astrid Jones. It was a Good Laugh production for Channel 27.